or something like three meters or something. At 3 points of the evening at 9 PM local time. Purpose of this is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the radio monitoring side of the hobby. We cover all the frequencies that you can tune into from DC all the way up to light and everything else in between, except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio at other times during the week. On this, we'll talk about who you can tune into outside of the amateur radio bands, what equipment you would need to use, what are the different frequencies, and what does it all mean. Basically, anything to help make this part of the hobby a little bit more enjoyable and understandable for you. We have some basic ground rules for the next one. This is a linked repeater system, and all the information can be found at www.n2row.net. Go to that website, pick the repeater that is closest to where you are, and use just enough power to make sure you're getting into the system. You don't want to use too much, because you might be using a remote receiver in a different part of the tri-state area. Also, because it is a linked repeater system, when you can, please pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. Otherwise, the beginning parts of your transmission will be cut off. And ignore the digital button that we have on the link. When you're checking in on the app, please give your call sign, name, and location. And please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, just say the word no traffic, and then we'll go on to the next person. But the more people that say no traffic, the shorter the net is. This net is always a reflection of what you bring to the net. It's been that way for 17 years. If you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason, technical difficulties, you might be too far away, or you do not have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate via email by using our email address at nycxa@yahoo.com. So at this point, we'll stick by for the check-in. We space it out. This way we don't get people stepping on each other, and we can get everybody checked into the net. This is N2NLP. Okay, WHYFQQ, Bumpin' Elmwood Park. No traffic, and I'll be watching email.
Kilo Echo 2, Uniform November, no traffic.
Charlie, it's going to be a quiet net tonight, I think. And someone just went teeing up on 441-100 with a Motorola burst. That's what the truck again, please. It's not a problem. Okay, I think we'll probably be getting a jump on it. To be preparation or something tonight. I did send out the email list. The PDF documents for the New Jersey and the New York stores and malls that you set up. Hopefully people can make good use of that. I know it's a list of frequencies that people are always looking for every year as far as set up for the Macy's Parade tonight when they start blowing up the balloons on Central Park West. And for the parade itself tomorrow, W2LIE took the list that we had compiled for the last year, and put up on the radio reference website and emailed to everyone. We took that list, they created a new audio feed on one of his scanners to make a streaming audio service on his website at W2LIE.net. So, that's exactly what he's got in there, so it's probably a mix of things, including public service, so that you'll hear what's going on in that part of Manhattan, both tonight and tomorrow. He indicated on radio reference that he was going to have it up again this week, so, let's see what happens.
W2LA.
And then,
Thank you.
Make sure I have it. I think I'm doubling again. I'm going to make sure I have it again. I'm still confused right here. The LoRaine link is down, so I was listening to nothing until I stopped over 441.1. Anyway, yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Right now, I've just decided to stick with what we had last year. I think the Macy's Day frequencies chart you had figured out from FCC database last year, that was mostly all simplex stuff, and out this way was all Spanish taxicab type of stuff. So I'm going to leave that stuff out of the feed. There was nothing from the parade. The citywide NYPD is good to listen to, and I think I'm going to pepper in maybe some NBC stuff. Directors, whatever, it's like, that's always fun to listen to, at least for those who are definitely out of, there's other, you know, NYPD feeds out there. I always try and do something different, and, you know, somebody from out of the States watching it on TV, and the scanner's buffer is enough that, between the uplink and downlink, and then the internet feed and all that, that if those are the director, that it pretty much lines up pretty well. I also got some traffic for the net, but you can make in a list of that. I'll head it back to you, Charlie. This is 312.
Yeah, it's over time. It's hard to tell if a frequency that Macy's has been allocated, and they've been allocated a whole bunch of them by the FCC, are they using it as a repeater, a low member repeater or simplex? But I guess it depends on whoever the parade coordinator is and how they've determined, you know, which percent they want to handle communications. I do know there was at least one year a few years ago where they were actually using talk groups one year on an LTR UHF system that transmitted off of the Chrysler building. And there was rumor that they were using a 900 meg Motorola Touch 2 system that transmits off of the Empire State Building. So, unless we get to somebody within this whole setup, we'll never go for sure. I have a quick question.
Hey, I just looked at the tape there. That's pretty nice. So, the link on the tape that brings up the whole splash screen for the parade, that's going to have the audio mingled in with it?
Are you talking about the Macy's Fun page?
Yeah, I mean, it says Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and then right on the front page, some of the floats.
14, 8.
And it says you should expect to hear some NYPD traffic on the feed, and maybe some director's feed, da-da-da-da-da. And then there's a link, which actually goes to Macy's.com. I'm just trying to figure out where is the actual link for the audio.
Yeah, the actual link for you is going to be on my site. I put that link on there to reference out to an existing site. Nothing to do with that other site. Basically, I found that, and it's always pretty interesting because it did have the new parade route in there. They said this would be the first shift of that route. I just thought, you know, as a reference point that was in there. But if you go to my special feed, you have to log on the site and you look at Listen Live, scroll down to Special. It should be on there, and I'm probably going to launch it up around 10 or 11 o'clock tonight. I just have to look at the detail software again and push the information to the radio.
So if I do a quick register, it'll give me a password to get on?
Yeah, if you do a quick register to get on through it, it'll open the link to you, that's all.
Take care of that right now. Might be something worthwhile. Nice job with it.
Sorry, thanks. Well, like I said, you know, W12.net, that's my page. The link that's on the news page that goes to the Macy's site, that is not mine.
Okay, no problem.
Back to you. I said I have NASA fan traffic that's on there. W12.net.
Well, while Bob is doing it and checking the email, why don't you go ahead with your traffic bill? And it's going to be.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I feel like I'm on a net hog tonight, but I haven't been around lately.
last weekend we had the Aries meeting out here, so I wasn't able to check in, but that Saturday prior, I'm sure you've had the traffic already, and anybody who's been away with us has seen it. NASA EDAS has moved down 15 megahertz. They are now done with their reband. Looks like it's official, that kind of stuff. Some of the northern Nassau County, northwestern Nassau County Village Police Department have moved off of the EDAS system and onto the Metro 21 system. Sands Point, Port Washington, and I believe they success. And they're using, I think it's 04-021, 022, 023, and 024. Obviously I'm missing the police one in there, but I did push the information to really reference their database is updated, as well as inside of my site, that's been updated as well. I would expect sometime soon now that Nassau County went, start watching Suffolk County, and I have a source that tells me that when Suffolk County moves, East Hampton has their trunk system ready to roll, and they're just waiting for Suffolk County to throw the switch. So I would expect once Suffolk County goes down, you can expect East Hampton to do the same thing the same day, and both systems will be going down, the 15 megahertz as well. But the trick here is Suffolk County and East Hampton are the Motorola Type 2 system, so you will need to use a special table or whatever else type of voodoo magic you do on your scanner to get it to work. As far as Nassau County, it's just an EDAC system and down you go. Trying to think, but I think that's all I have for this week. I'm sure there's something there, but I'm trying to launch my rap for charity down too. I'll just come back and start the Children's Foundation, and we're looking at hopefully raise $1,000, grand prize for the scanner, doing a PSR 400, I believe it is. It's the middle of the line, the one below the digital one, handheld scanner. I'll come back with more information that one last week. But again, you can check my website for more information. Charlie, back to you, WQLE.
Prefix, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that's the same, but that's about it. So, yeah, it's speculation, but I would think it's due to coverage. And I'm also knowing, too, I'm picking up the Metropolitan system a lot better at my house now, too. And the new UHF sewer system comes in, like, any buses over here, where the 800 megahertz is working for me. But, is it probably coverage? That's what I'll be doing.
Upgrade it, and if you can't find what you want on eBay, sounded very strange that in the Black Friday ad I found online, there was nothing in there. Anyway, the $39 plugs into the USB port. I think it's worth it. I may go pick one up.
Get things ready for tomorrow morning. 7-3.